The Kabbalists, the mystics, use a term called klipot, or the klipa, referring to husks, shells, peels. That's what klipa means in Hebrew and Aramaic. And precisely for this purpose, that the entire universe, every physical piece of matter, the food we eat, the earth we walk on, every experience is on the surface level a klipa, it's a shell, with divine spiritual energy within it waiting to be released. That's the fruit. In the words of one of the great 16th, 17th century mystics, that in the beginning, when everything was in its place, it was clear. The husk, the peel, was there to protect the fruit. The outer surface of material existence was there as a container, a package, to protect and to carry the spiritual sparks and divine energy within. But then, either due to people's superficiality or selfishness or laziness, we began to value and worship the peel and forgetting about the fruit within. In many ways, you can describe life when a person is worshiping the means and forgets about the end. You can spend your whole life making money, making a lot of money, being successful, and not knowing what to do with it. Basically, developing many husks, many klipot, without ever releasing the energy within. The energy within is the values. It's the kindness, the generosity, the virtue, the spirituality that is pulsating within everything in existence. Take technology as an example. For years and years, we did not know about all the forces beneath the surface, whether electricity, electromagnetism, atomic, nuclear energy. Now we understand that even though the surface may seem very innocuous and doesn't seem like it carries much, within it is brimming with such potent energy, unbelievable amount of power when you split an atom, whether it's through fusion or fission, what kind of unleashed energy it creates. That is the story of this material world, including you and I. Our bodies and our physical realities conceal the potency and the power that we carry within. So we should never be deceived by the husk and by the peel. We should not live on the potato peel. We should realize there's a force within waiting to be released. And we need the carrier. We need the package. We need the outer surface to protect and to channel it to us. That's a tremendous way of looking at life.